Bear Podcast, episode 446.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies.
Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards?
Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both pasty white. The Matt Bear problem. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in a week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray. This is episode 446.
Yes, it's December 3rd, and it's 2 days after...
December 1st.
Actually, 2 days after the World AIDS Day. World AIDS Day was last Saturday.
That's right.
Every December 1st. And it's, of course, it's a date that is, you know, to remember our lost friends and the people who we know to AIDS. And I personally have friends who are HIV positive and struggling right now. And, you know, it's just hard for them to cope. Some do, some are already coping, some are okay, because it's not really a death sentence now.
No,
not anymore. It's an inconvenience, but you know, I have like I said, I have friends who are surviving.
Yep.
With it. So you have lots of mm-hmm. We have a couple too, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, World AIDS Day. Oh, okay. Before we move on, we're getting a lot of hits from Slam. Okay.
Sorry, get slammed. Baby.
Okay. Slam is
it's an alleged Facebook for GLBT.
Yeah, okay. It's like the Facebook for GLBT. You can get to it at getslamming.com. They have a iPhone and iOS apps. They have Android apples. So we had Larry in the show before.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's So welcome our Slam friends.
That's right.
From Get Slamming.
Listen to the show.
Listen to the show.
Send it. Give us some feedback. We'll tell you how at the end of the show.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how about some weekend updates, Ray? So what's up? What's this night out with Johnny?
Well, you know, Johnny Lee had sex change surgery.
Oh, he did?
Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And he wanted to go out to a birthday party Friday night, but he still was...
So he's now Genie.
Genie, yeah. No, he's Johnny with an IE instead of a Y.
Oh, okay.
So, he wanted to go... she wanted to go out, and she asked me to drive since she was still too sore and stuff to drive, so... I drove around and we went to Crocker Street for Toby's
birthday. He's already drinking.
Yeah, you know, you can't keep a good whore down.
Yeah.
So went there, hung around, and I was just like, I was actually out there talking with Wayne on the patio, and I was just looking there and I was like, this is nothing but drama.
Really?
You could just
at the bar?
You could just drama? Look at a majority of the people, and I was turned into my mother. I was being very judgmental. Mm-hmm. You can look at the people and it's like, yeah, this is nothing but young gay drama up in here. And the older ones that are here is old gay drama that can't grow up.
So anyway,
I was over it. I was kind of over Crocker. I mean, there's a lot of cuties there, but I was just like, eh. And then they all went over to Meteor.
Meteor.
So went over to Meteor.
For the strippers.
For the strippers.
Oh, God.
So I went to Meteor and, you know.
Herbs.
So there's a bunch of cute little strippers.
Did you put any dollars in a stripper?
No.
No,
please. It's economic hard times. They ain't got nothing. I ain't gonna get nothing from them. I can rub up. I can rub up on you for free. I mean, I don't need to go rub up on them for something just because I got a little muscle on their body and their big dick.
And honestly, I wanted to go. It's just that I was just too tired that day.
He was getting too old, is what
I'm getting old.
He was talking earlier about being with his straight friends who are in their 40s and they're all old acting. So
yeah,
now you see who he's turning into.
I know. Whenever I hang out with straight. Let's just say straight bears, and allegedly straight. I feel old for some reason. I don't know why. I feel old hanging out with them. I mean, everything needs to be serious. And whenever I hang out with these guys, why so serious? With other 45-year-old guys, or how old are you? 43, right? You're 43, right?
I'm 29.
You're 29? Yeah. Okay. Again?
Again.
Yeah, so 40-plus friends, if they're gay, they're pretty much like, you know, they're happy, they're gay. They're nice to hang out with, and you talk about things that are... But hanging out with straight guys is just weird for me. I personally feel that way because I sometimes have to be on guard with what I say. That might be offensive.
Because you can't talk about cock or...
I can't say anything.
Anal bleaching there you go. You know, eating ass. Or,
yeah, I can't talk about anything about those.
All that stuff, yeah. Which normal gay guys talk about all the time, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's...
Who's all a whore, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. All right, so...
which was kind of like the party Saturday night.
Yeah, that's right. I prepared egg rolls. I made egg rolls for Saturday. Yeah. For Saturday, I made a lot of egg rolls that... they're turkey egg rolls. They're very good.
They didn't last long. They were gone pretty
quick.
Yeah,
they were gone about 10 minutes.
Only got one of them.
You only got one? I tried some on the way, so...
he was deep-throating them on the way down here.
Yep. So how many did we have? About 15 people?
15 people, I think. Yeah, about 15 people here.
So what's the occasion? What
it was just the holiday, and, you know, I missed having parties and people over. And so I just said, hey, let's do a potluck. So everybody just brought a little something, and we had a good time. So I made a pot of chili, turkey chili. You made turkey egg rolls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Izzy made
the Mexican cornbread.
Mexican cornbread, which it's like, imagine cornbread, but it's got a meat layer in the bottom.
It's kind of like the Mexican version of shepherd's pie.
Yeah, it's like, I thought of it like lasagna even, or Mexican shepherd's pie.
So, yeah, it was pretty good. Mike and Mark brought brownies. Izzy also made these cookies with this cream cheese type topping with fruit on them that were incredible.
Berries and strawberries. I can't have them. But...
Yeah. Let's see what else we have. Terry made pie. Kyle brought chips and dip.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a nice lunch where Ryan brought all kind of hummus and stuff to eat. So it's pretty good mixture.
But you know, we had... Oh, you made chili. Ray made turkey chili.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... It's all a turkey party, actually. The only thing that is not turkey.
Yeah, there's a lot of turkeys here, trust me.
Yeah. So Ray made the very yummy turkey chili that night. And we're all full. God, I haven't eaten that much for a long time.
I was way full that night. But I also didn't eat. I got in here cleaning up and I forgot to eat lunch. So it was like 4 o'clock and I felt like ass. And I was like, what the hell's wrong? And I was like, oh shit, I hadn't eaten. I need to go eat something. My sugar's dropping.
Oh, that's
so right. I ran and grabbed a cheeseburger and stuff and ate that. And then, of course, you know, that doesn't disappear fast. So.
Wait, when you feel like you're weak, right?
Get kind of weak feeling, kind of moody.
How about sleepy? Not necessarily sleepy.
Not necessarily sleepy. I mean, it's
really just weak.
You start feeling kind of jittery. So
maybe that's what I was feeling yesterday. I was feeling tired. Maybe just your sugar is low.
It's kind of like it. You know, kind of like when you're having sex on poppers, you know.
Oh, really? And then you suddenly go down. Okay. Okay, so I also finished Doctor Who. I finished all the Doctor Who.
Did you watch the original series or the...
No, 2005. The new one. Okay. That's what I've been doing the whole weekend. And I got into Breaking Bad.
Good. So
so now Ray and I can talk about Breaking Bad. Have you guys been watching Breaking Bad? Let us know if you guys have.
So I had to catch back up on it. I still haven't finished the fourth season.
See, you're still in the fourth season. I'm in the beginning. Yeah. So
Just wait.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be a little... The first season is okay, and then goes down to on the second and third. I think it becomes more exciting in the fourth.
Yeah. It takes a little, about four or five shows, and it gets really exciting. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So
then we both went to the beer bus.
We had the beer bus yesterday.
The Houston Bears beer bus. It was fun. Had a nice crowd, and it's nice here in Houston. It was like 80s yesterday. I got sunburnt.
Mm-hmm.
So
where's the DVD?
Oh, it's in my room.
Oh, I have to show it. Can I just grab it there? Oh, I'll show it later.
We'll show it later.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, we had the beer bus yesterday with the Houston Bears at the Tony's Corner Pocket, and there's a lot. It's a lot of turnout for a beer bus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good time.
How is it a beer bus anyway? Do we have discounts on a beer?
There's like dollar drafts.
Dollar drafts. Yeah. Okay. Because I don't drink too much. Yeah, surprise, surprise. I don't drink too much. So
yeah, he was here trying to pour a heavy drink on Saturday night, and I was like, yeah, he'll be passed out.
What did I try? Okay.
So Jack and Coke. Jack did and you Coke. Even drink it all?
I did. So I was asking, should I? Because I wasn't driving. Dave was driving, so.
I don't know. You might have drove instead of Dave.
Right. Okay, here's the story. Saturday night, driving back home. Dave was entering the freeway, and he was looking at the main freeway, but then the people in the entrance ramp stopped. So I kind of shouted, "Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa!" I was shouting like that, and then Dave kind of swerved, so he got away from it. Okay. So
but now, what was Dave doing when he swerved?
Well.
He was on Growler, wasn't he?
No, I wasn't on Growler. I think I was text messaging Mike. But this was after, a few seconds after. So it was really concentrating on the highway. But then people in front stopped.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still scary. Anyway, that's not the weird part. The weird part there was my partner Mike called. He called about a minute after. And he was checking up on me. He was just saying hi. And then I told him, Mike, I'm going to. There's something happened here, but I'm going to tell you later. And then Dave said, "Oh, Dave, we were almost killed. What?" So we had Mike on speakerphone. We talked to him, and then when was this? 2 minutes ago? Yeah, Mike dozed off. He was sleeping, and then he got woken up by a dream, mm-hmm. that we were in an accident, and. Maybe I don't know if that's why he called. He called and then he was freaked out that we told him that we almost died. it kind of freaked me out too. Yeah. So Dave got rattled. Mike has got rattled. I'm a little rattled, but I'm okay. But
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was an exciting drive home.
Yeah.
So Dave, don't get distracted when you drive.
That's right. Okay. Are we on to topics now?
Okay, we're going to go on with the topics. One of the things that we got emails about is Bruiser. Have you been getting email from Bruiser?
I think so.
Yeah, so Bruiser, if I can just pull up my email here. I don't know how to pull up my email.
No, they're closing. Gmail.
There it is. Okay. Yeah, so we got an email from Bruiser saying that, of course, we hate long goodbyes, but who doesn't? But we have so much fun, so much left to say. It pains us greatly to announce that we will not be following through with our fundraising efforts this month. We have decided to close Bruiser instead. So Bruiser is used to be Bear Book, and I guess they got a cease and desist, maybe. I'm not sure, because Bear Book, Facebook, pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So they had to change from Bear Book to Bruiser. So Bruiser now, he says that the site is simply not growing enough to make it worth our effort and your donations, not enough. So we take full responsibility for Bruiser's failure. It's a very hard pill to swallow. So, yeah.
Well, see, I don't think it's a failure. I mean, there's so much out there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like the whole thing is all these mobile apps have come along and pretty much replaced everything. I mean, I wonder how fast Bear 411's growing over Growler and some of the other apps as people can take it mobile and do more with it that they can't do.
For one thing, Bear 411 has been around for more than 10 or 12 years maybe, yeah. or something like that. They were the original ones. And all they have, if they have hundreds and thousands of, or probably, how many now? Hundreds of thousands of followers, and they just need to make a simple mobile app and they're good to go. But people who are doing iOS apps or Android apps, they like Growler, mm-hmm. and like Scruff, they picked up millions of users already.
Yeah.
Now what I'm sad about Bruiser is that they're closing. They said that we made many mistakes. Like you said, it's not really a mistake. It's just really the timing, I guess. Yeah. For one thing, they don't have I don't think they have a web app or an iPhone app or a mobile app.
I don't think so.
I think they do. But that, and then they're charging at some point.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't sustain it.
Yeah.
So this is what the sad part is. From believing in the idea that bears would be willing to pay a nominal fee for the service and join the site at the rapid enough rate to sustain development, to understanding how fast apps would take over applications and boil social interactions down to pokes and hookups. I don't know about that. I guess that's how Facebook is now. And to allowing Scott's face name, I don't know who Scott is. I don't. There's some kind of intolerance and douchebaggery that they were talking about, but I did not. I'm not familiar with that story. But anyway,
yeah. I mean it's hard for apps to come along now and follow. I mean, if you go to iTunes, I mean the apps page, App Store, and type in "gay," it pulls up hundreds of apps now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So and 50% of them are hookup sites like Growler, Grindr, Scruff, all those, the hookup chat sites type things. So, and that's what's taken over because people can get it on their phone and they can go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and web apps are, you really have to have a web interface. And what can I say? These are free. If you charge it's going to be hard.
I mean, it's one of those catch things that you need people to come to the site, but you also got to be able to pay for development. And if you do it on advertising, then you got to have a lot of movement on the site, numbers on the site, and most apps just can't do that. So,
mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's what's going on. And actually, right now, Bear Underground, they're pretty stable, and they're doing well, I guess. They're not charging; it's for free, and that's we had Ian in the show before. Yeah. That went well.
Well, like Growler Coley said, he wasn't going to charge, and I don't think he is. It's one of those things that if you want extra features, then you pay.
Exactly. That's how you do it. You do micropayments. Yeah. That's how it is right now. That's how you make money right now. Micropayments. You pay for a premium because you want enhanced features. Yeah.
What gets me is that I would probably subscribe to more stuff on the apps if they would break it down more, because they do this like $30 for 90 days or 6 months or something. I'm like, well, if you bill me monthly, $2 or $3 a month, I could deal with that more on my budget than I could $30 at one time.
Yeah.
Because you notice out of a month's time of spending money, you don't really notice $3 or $5. $30 to $40, higher amounts. Yeah. You notice that. But that's just me. So.
And $60, some of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, I would.
It's like Recon wants $80 a year to be on it. And I. There's
really?
No, yeah. Or that's what it used to be, and now, and it's like it's not worth it. I mean, there's not enough, you know.
Spending apps. Maybe we should ask you that, the audience here. Do you guys still pay for social sites like Facebook or maybe the gay ones? I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't. I like the free stuff. Just show me ads. I'm fine with that. If there was one time I did donate at Growler for.
I subscribe to Growler, so I get the extra view. And
yeah, extra view, more than 100 people. Yeah. Or,
So.
Which reminds me, Growler. Yeah. I think you pay about $5 to get. You see, it's cheap too. $5 to. To have more people, or $5 if you want to do a shout.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. So let's move along. We talked about the World AIDS Day and then the Bruiser, and later on we'll have a few topics. Oh, I need to do a special thanks again. Like I was saying, special thanks to Larry for helping out helping us out to get more listeners and viewers. Thank you. And so that's getslamming.com. Is that right? .com or .org? I think .com.
Thanks, right? .com. Yeah.
.com.
So,
okay.
.org,
All right. So today I posted something on on Facebook about nutty bars.
Uh-huh.
Do you eat nutty bars?
Question, what are you eating nutty bars for? They got nuts in them, don't they?
No, they don't. They just call nutty bars. But they're really just wafers.
Okay.
And they're just chocolate covered. And I think it's peanut butter thing. So it's not really nuts. There's no nuts.
Well, that's a nut. Peanuts are nuts.
Yeah,
they're
that's
just
true.
Ground
but
up, but
yeah,
nuts.
It's ground
they're,
up, but
a nut's a nut.
Yeah, that's right. But it's not bad, too bad for me. But and like I said, I was there. I was about to eat one. It said, and I asked a friend of mine, a coworker. I asked him, "Do you want one?" "Yeah, sure." "But put it in the freezer first." "Really? Okay." So put mine in the freezer too. So okay, let's see what happens after a while. Then you eat it. It's just like an ice cream bar. It kind of tastes like it. Do you Have you tried that? Have you tried?
Because I don't like really cold stuff.
Oh, you don't? You like it warm. So what other experiments have you done? Have you tried microwaving M&Ms?
No.
You haven't tried that either? I heard that's good too. What else? What else can you do with desserts?
I used to be able to fry a Twinkie, but I can't no more. So
why not?
They don't make them anymore. Remember? I was just.
Well, yeah, that's true. But oh, that's right. You know what? They're just gonna be bought off by somebody, right?
I don't know. So.
We'll see. Anyway.
Anyway. So all right, moving on to the big news today.
Okay.
The end of the world's here, people.
The end of the world.
That's right. But today marks the Giza. Is that Giza or Giza?
Probably. Geyser.
It's the Giza. I don't know why I call it Geezer. Probably like an uncle of my old Geezer. Mm-hmm. But the Giza Pyramid.
Oh, Giza. It's a Giza.
It is Giza. Giza Pyramid Planetary Alignment, where the three planets.
Today?
Today is it.
It's happening as we record this?
Well, no, it's already happened because it's already night. It's already been night over there, and it happened tonight, in the evening of the 3rd.
Oh,
so
my God. Okay.
It's a.m. over there now.
So, what kind of alignment is this?
So, anyway. The planetary alignment of three or more occur frequently, but it is interesting to contemplate a possible significance of this particular order of the three planets just before the ominous December 21st, 2012 date. What is remarkable, that is, the actual degree of angle amongst the three planets of Mercury, Venus, and Saturn are in exact alignments themselves in the heavens. All three planets have or match precisely the angle of the Giza pyramids. Now, they're saying that it's maybe a little off. They don't exactly be perfect, but if you're sitting there and look at them to the naked eye, it looks like the planets are lining up right over the pyramids.
Ooh.
Something.
What does that mean?
So,
ooh.
So they were talking about that. Did you cut all my stuff out of here?
No, I didn't. No.
There's like four more of the paragraphs that are supposed to be here. Anyway, thus the planetary alignment of Mercury Venus curve, which matches the angle of the Orion belt, starts to the very same degree of angle, which is astonishing and amazing. This only happens every 2,700 years, I think it was.
Oh, really?
But there's a lot of speculation on this, that this signifies a change in what's happening in time, and then you got the prediction of the end of the end of history, or as far as the Mayans predicted out on the 21st of December.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there's a lot of speculation. Well, like, is this alignment like a progressor that says the Antichrist is here now, and this other stuff.
God.
So there's a whole bunch of it. So, but anyway, here the whole thing is, perhaps the designers of the pyramid encoded these dates because they are or will be extremely significant. As to the significance of the numbers or years, some speculate that it is when the rapture of the church will happen, others when the age of Aquarius is to commerce. And if somebody explains, I need to look that up, remember what the age of Aquarius is.
Mm-hmm.
Others state that is when the new world or age leader will take charge. That many speculate will be the Antichrist or a financial collapse of the world economies. So there's a lot of speculation that this occurrence is the start of what happens on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens between now and the 21st of December.
Of course, anything that even the slightest thing that is weird that would happen will be attributed to the end of the world.
And like I said in previous shows, that I think what's going to happen is going to be in the Middle East, and Israel's taking a firm stand about what's going on in the Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff. And I think it's going to come to a major war in the Middle East, which is going to involve nuclear weapons, because Iran has nuclear weapons now, and it's just going to be a big mess.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. So I'm watching it. I'm keeping my eyes on it. But tension's building over there big time. So
I know. Good timing, too. Huh?
And everything that happens that, you know, is religious-based always usually happens in the Middle East. It always has, always will. So
yep.
At least that's the way it's always been predicted. So. So anyway, which leads on to, how many of y'all are having end-of-the-world parties on December the 20th?
Okay. So it happens on December 21st, supposedly the Mayan calendar would end. So,
wait a minute. What if that's when actually Y2K happens?
Another kind of Y2K?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. You know, everybody thought the end of the world was going to happen at Y2K, and it didn't. It was just a big marketing thing.
Yeah.
What if this is just a big marketing thing, and Y2K actually happens at
Y2-12?
I'm just saying. So anyway, end of the world.
But anyway, end of the world. I posted this. I thought at first, December 21st, anybody, I posted on Facebook, anybody going to have a party on December 21st? And said, well, the people are replying. And then I got from Michael from, I got a message from Michael from Vermont. He was saying, shouldn't that be December 20th?
That's right. Because on the 21st, it's over with.
It's over with. So, oh, that's right. You do your countdown before the 21st. So, on December 20th, 2012, it's a Thursday. Are you guys having a party? I say we should.
Well, no. The people we know are already having a party we've been invited to.
Oh, really?
Reed and Dave, remember?
That's true, but they're doing it on the 21st. Doing it because on the day itself, it should be on the 20th. It's just like saying having a New Year's party.
Well, they're assuming it's not, anything's not going to happen until the evening of the 21st.
That's right. Or maybe it's a celebration that we're still alive.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So anyway, we got a party like it's 1999.
That's right. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it and see what happens to December 20th, the end of the world. We'll see.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting.
Hi, I'm Chris from Dallas, Texas. It's December 1st, 2012, and I'm recording this video today to talk about World AIDS Day and AIDS life cycle. On World AIDS Day, the global community dedicates itself to raising awareness and recognizing the impact of HIV and AIDS. We remember friends, family, and the millions of people worldwide who have died of AIDS-related complications and celebrate their lives. I've seen numerous posts on Facebook today from friends talking about their own struggles and those of the people they love. I spent most of my morning checking these updates and even chatting with a couple of friends who chose to share their stories. We all agree this is the day to renew our dedication to stopping the spread of HIV, improving treatment for those infected, and hopefully one day finding a cure. Some of the facts are scary. There is no cure for HIV and AIDS. Since 1981, more than 25 million people have died of AIDS-related complications. Right now, 33.4 million people around the world and 1.2 million people in the U.S. alone live with the disease. Only about 1.1 million people worldwide are getting proper medical care and have the infection under control. As much as half the population does not know their status. An estimated 21% of people living with HIV don't even know it. Almost everyone should be tested. You have nothing to lose but ignorance. But it's not all scary. The good news is HIV is completely preventable. You can't get it from a kiss or a hug or sharing a drinking glass or using a toilet seat. So abstinence is the pinnacle of safety, of course, but living a life without intimacy is impractical. You can have safe, hot sex with minimal risk if you use condoms or other proper protection every time. The spread of HIV can be stopped if we all just take responsibility. If you are positive, it's not the end of the world. You're going to live a long, healthy life if you get treated and take care of yourself. Medications to fight HIV have advanced to the point where people are living for decades with very little change in their lives. Living with HIV is no longer a death sentence. It can be managed. Treatments for HIV are constantly improving. New medications are constantly being developed. They are more effective, have fewer side effects, and are easier to keep up with. The days of having a rigid schedule of pills to take and bad side effects are mostly gone. Many people living with HIV have the option of taking a single pill a day that'll keep the virus in check. The best news is that we can all make a difference. That's why I am writing an AIDS life cycle, and that's why I'm making this video. And plan to make more. I promise they'll be funnier. AIDS Life Cycle is a 7-day, 545-mile ride from San Francisco to Los Angeles. The funds raised benefit the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and the Los Angeles Gay and Lesbian Center. The money you donate will make a real difference benefiting programs to prevent the further spread of HIV and improve the lives of people already affected by the disease. I hope you join me in supporting them by donating at tofighthiv.org/go-to/ChrisBride, or by clicking the link below this video. I got involved with the ride after friends rode last year. Their dedication and hard work was inspiring, and I wanted to be part of it this year. There are too many people I know, hell, too many people in general, who have been lost to HIV and AIDS, or whose lives are impacted by the disease. Okay, and to be candid, I was totally jealous of the attention my friends were getting for writing. Anyway, I wanted to make a difference, and I'm taking on this challenge because I know it is big. I know it will draw attention, and I know people will donate, because if I can dedicate myself to riding 545 miles across California, then I can inspire other people to make a difference.
All right, guys. We got our copy of the Where the Bears Are DVD. It's actually signed. Signed by Rick Koop, Joe Deedle, and Ben Zook. So thank you guys for...
No hot toddy.
No hot toddy, no.
Damn.
No, we should be watching this.
I keep stalking him on the growler all the time. Ian.
You know what?
Ian.
I saw a picture... We did feature him as a bear. Yeah, what a bear.
Wolf, what a bear.
I do remember
right
him.
When he first moved to California, like 2 years ago, before we ever did this. So.
Yeah,
so I can remember Hot Boy Comeback, Muscle Bear.
I know. So everybody's getting their copies now. Yeah.
So tell everybody how you got a copy of this, Maynard.
Well, okay. The reason why I got a copy, because I helped out in translating the movie version and the Christmas episode into Filipino. So if you put the subtitles into Filipino, it should be coming up, my translation. So,
So all you Filipinos out there, when you go buy your copy, email us and let us know if Maynard get it right.
Okay, don't judge me,
especially
Filipinos.
If you know how to speak English and you know how to speak Filipino and you can understand what's going on, Maynard screwed up, let me know.
All right, let us know. show@bearpodcast.com if I screwed up, okay? Yeah. On my translations of Where the Bears Are. But yeah, it's pretty fun. It was rewarding. It's really rewarding to translate. I've never done this before. I've never translated a movie before.
Yeah.
But they made it easy.
So say something from the movie in Filipino.
Say something about the movie.
Say something, a line from the movie in Filipino.
Oh, wait. I can't remember a line right now. Like,
when you're talking about hot toddy. How do you say hot toddy?
Guapong toddy.
That's the translation in the movie.
What the hell was that? Okay. Yeah, so that's Where the Bears Are. Thank you,
peeps,
Joe, Ben, and Rick. We had Ben and Joe before. And they're partners, by the way. If you guys don't know, Joe and Ben are actually their partners. So.
Yeah. In my dreams, me and Ian are partners.
It would be nice to be in between
Joe and
Ben.
Uh-huh. We might be able to arrange that.
Yeah, we can arrange that.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, now we're going into the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
That's right.
Do you want to talk about this since you actually saw the movie and I haven't see it yet?
So, well, I can talk about it, but you read this.
You want me to summarize this?
Okay, sure.
Okay. All right, on the Huffington Post, Chris Bogia. Did this whole blog on... they wrecked it, reflecting on homophobia and Disney's Wreck It Ralph by Chris Bogia. Chris is a 35-year-old gay man, and he goes in to talk about, how one of his things of getting away and dealing with being gay as a child was video games.
That's right.
And that, that excited him because he was on an even playing field when he was playing video games, this, that, and the other. And he was all excited about going to see Wreck It Ralph. And then he gets in to sit down to Wreck-It Ralph, and he gets all pissed off because they're referring to people as Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing about the Candy King, talking about the King of Candy's palace color story, pink. A gag is that the defensive king's lips be respect. It's salmon. Pink would have been a bad choice for a palace made of candy.
Mm-hmm.
So... and then
they made him really gay.
Yeah, they made him really gay.
Really Nelly gay.
So it's yet again, and if y'all have ever watched the Celluloid Closet, that's the way gays have always been typically portrayed in movies, is the evil, bad person that's gonna get it in the end.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, and that really hasn't changed unless it's a real gay movie that only gays are gonna watch. But even in Brokeback Mountain,
mm-hmm.
they didn't get to be together.
Yeah.
So, and it was a whole self-hate thing.
Yeah,
the ones
that are more mainstream, they portray gay guys
just,
to be.
So,
that's pretty sad.
So anyway, it really bothered him that the offensive slang that was used in this and that how he felt it that it portrayed gays and everything on a kid's cartoon. He said, little kids might not notice it that much, but adults going to see this are going to pick up on it heavily. But, there's also a lot of things that people always complain about Disney movies being very gay and flamboyant and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, this is a good movie, but is it going to end up the way of the Song of the South? which was a very racist movie. So, and you ain't seen that one on the shelf since it, since the 60s. So, but I do remember Zippity-Doo-Dah, Zippity-A. So,
you know, this Wreck-It Ralph, I did watch it a couple of weeks ago, and I liked it. I liked it okay. It's about 8 out of 10, or 7.5 out of 10. It was pretty good, but this went by me. I didn't like that. And then now I realize that it's not a good film in the sense that they did portray the gay guy, the protagonist.
Yeah.
Sorry, the antagonist. The antagonist as some flamboyant gay stereotype.
Yeah. And so. He talks about in that Disney, never mind the American film industry, has made yet another of its villains an effeminate male. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget Aladdin's Jafar, Lion King's Scar, Jungle Book's Shere Khan.
Are they gay?
They're very effeminate acting in the cartoons, if you remember.
Jafar.
And Robin Hood's Prince John. Mm. The last three are all feline, by the way, which is weird, but I'm not writing a dissertation, so I'm going to let that go for now. he says that Disney could move the slur out of the movie before DVD releases, which he's hoping to. And he goes on and talks about, if you go, where is it at? If you go Google Nelly.
Google
the word Nelly. Offense the saying used as disparaging term for an effeminate homosexual man is what Google pulls up. So it's not like it's any very gray area there about the word they use. So, but this is called a big controversy too because there are a lot of posts for and against it. And there's this whole thing on Facebook of people talking about it too. And Chris Dorio brought this to my attention and sent it to me. And I read the article and then I posted it on my Facebook. A couple of people have commented on it. But on some of the places where it's been posted, it's kind of odd. So, but you know, my whole thing is like him. When is there going to be a mainstream movie where the main character's gay? It doesn't matter, and he still gets the guy.
Yeah, I mean,
because if you can tell me one of those, I mean, Philadelphia Story, he died.
Yeah, Philadelphia
Story. Brokeback Mountain, one of them died. It was a very tragic death, both of them. Mm-hmm. What other mainstream movies is it?
That's
Kevin Klein, the one with Kevin Klein.
Oh wait, In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out with Kevin Klein and Tom Selleck. Yeah, I remember.
But
that.
It still ended kind of odd, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he ended up to be a single guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so we're coming around a lot of ways, but it's going to be interesting to see. And it's good to see that the TV shows are picking up on stuff, but they still do stuff a little squirrely to me, too, sometimes. But but I guess it's better to have some gay characters out there than none at all. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you ever watch the Cellular Closet, they always talk, one of the things they talk about in that documentary is how gays have been portrayed in the movies over the years, that they're usually effeminate, they're always the villain and the bad person. And look at Skyfall.
Yes, the villain is...
Now, whether that's just a mind trick that he was doing on Bond with the whole gay thing, which is a great scene, by the way, or if he's actually gay and just, you know, and actually wanting to get a hold of Bond, because, you know, I wanted to get a hold of James Bond, but that was very interesting, too. But yet, it was still a bad character, not a good character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
Why did the bad characters, or the evil, the... antagonists in the movie have to be the gay guys.
Not all gays are bad.
Yep.
Some of them, but not all. So. Okay. But anyway, let us know what you think.
Okay.
Send a sense if you've watched the movie. I got to go watch it. I'll try to catch it this weekend, I guess, with some other things.
Yeah, I should watch it. Good and
sweetie.
So,
but anyway. All right,
let's on with the geek.
I'll let you handle this one.
All right. It's the end of the internet. Yeah, the end of internet freedom, according to the UN.
Why did Dan Quayle shut it down?
Who?
Dan Quayle. He invented it. Did he shut it down?
Dan Quayle? Or did you mean the one who invented the internet was...
Dan Quayle. Remember?
No, I thought it was...
Dan Quayle said he invented
it. Al Gore.
Oscar, that's right, it is Al Gore.
Al Gore is the one who invented the internet.
Well, I got Dan Quayle on the mind, but it's Al Gore.
Al Gore. But anyway, okay, so the end of internet freedom. UN opens 10-day talks on web regulation. It's from the Huffington Post. So a hitherto quasi-anonymous part of the UN... is attempting to redraw a quarter-century-old communications treaty that opponents say will mark the end of the free internet. The two-week conference in Dubai is led by the ITU and will see telco regulators representing 193 different countries sit down and discuss the thorny subject of internet regulation. So Google has already nailed its colors to the mast with a free internet blog post and petition, with its chief internet evangelist Vint Cerf adding to the clamor. Both the US and the EU are against the ITU's proposals, with EU Digital Commissioner Neelie Kroes tweeting, "If it ain't broke, don't fix it," which is true. I mean, what's wrong with it right now? It's great. So some of the ITU's members, however, feel differently and would prefer their own governments to control their own internet domains rather than the US-based ICANN. ITU head Dr. Hamadan Turi is not in favor of this, but does believe that cybersecurity, child safety, online and anti-spam regulations can only be managed by the ITU. So this is actually...
So they're basically trying to break up the governing board of the internet. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're trying to do.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Just once you put regulations into it, the more people would get around it.
Well, yeah, but look at it this way. If you're in the U.S. and another country says, hey, you can spam anybody you want, and they start spamming U.S. sites. Mm-hmm. I mean, we haven't get enough spam now from inside the country, much less outside the country. I mean, then they're going to start blocking whole countries so you don't have access to them. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, not that the internet's really free. I mean, you have to pay to have access to it anymore. But the whole thing of it being whatever you want to do with it and stuff, so...
Yeah,
but then, you know, the child pornographers over in Russia, who there's law saying you can have sex at 14 and film it and do all this stuff, and they can have a booming business. Mm-hmm. So we're here, it's regulated, and it's against the law, and you get put in jail if you watch it. So
yeah.
So then you come up with all that kind of stuff that's not, that you know, is it going to be regulated? Is it not?
So remember before there was SOPA, there was PIPA, there are these, they're trying to regulate. Well, that's actually in the U.S., so I think they're... So these are countries right now who are trying to get together. They're going to take... How many days? 10 days? They're going to spend 10 days just talking about how to control the internet,
yeah.
I guess. That's. I don't know.
I mean, they're going to come up with some governing body because what you do in one country affects another country, so...
Yeah.
I mean, is it going to be like China where everything's blocked?
Yep, they don't have... They have a filtered Google presence there, and then they have their own.
Yeah, but they have the whole thing where, I mean, Facebook's blocked. Mm-hmm. Growler's not, apparently, because it gets, this Asian's all over it, but, you know.
Our friend Marvin was talk about it. I get all these, when he went to Asia, people started hitting up on him, like Filipinos, Thai, Malaysian, when he went to Malaysia a couple of months ago. And I just found it funny that, you know. There are these Asian countries, I guess, including China, who do not block these mobile apps, but they block Facebook.
Book, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, good for the mobile apps then.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Now the bazaar.
Let's go to the bazaar. This is yours, Ray, because
okay, Germany outlaws sex with animals. Finally.
It's big news. Finally, they have laws against it.
Well, see, I
now
have mixed feelings about this because, you know, I know some people that are into sex with animals and I think it's perfectly fine what they're doing.
That's not for us.
If that's what he want, if that's what they want to do, I think it's fine. I think some of it's dangerous. I think because if you've ever, I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. There's the documentary about the people up in Oregon that were having sex with the horses and the guy got fucked by the horse and it ruptured him inside and he didn't know it and he bled out inside and died.
That's Mr. Hands. I remember that video. Not video.
No, it's a documentary. No, it's not Mr. Hands. It's called something.
There's Mr. Hands.
No. Yeah. It's a documentary because I've watched it a couple
times. Yeah, the guy died because of internal injuries.
Injuries, yeah. Because he had sex with a horse and it ripped him up inside and he didn't realize it had and all that stuff. So Oregon was one of the few states at that time that didn't have animal protection laws. And right after that, they all got passed and all this kind of stuff. And it's an interesting watch. I'll have to find the... Remember to find the name of the documentary so you can put it online so you can watch it. But German lawmakers plan to introduce a new statute that will make sexual acts with animals illegal, a move that has brought a surprising amount of criticism by zoophilia advocates. Under the new law,
zoophilia
those found guilty of sexual acts with animals can be fined up to $32,000, which begs the question, why wasn't this already illegal in Germany? Yeah. The short answer, it was. The bestiality had long been illegal in Germany thanks to the same penal code statute that criminalized sexual relations between men, a law that was struck down in 1969. The German parliament will begin debating a new animal protection code this week, which aims to outlaw the use of animals for individual sexual acts. The British Daily Mail reports, currently bestiality laws only make the act illegal if significant harm is inflicted upon the animal. And sometimes I think there's more stuff inflicted upon the human than there is the animal. So, because I think most of them don't really care. At least it doesn't look like it in the videos. just kidding. So the pro-animal sex group Zoophile Engagement for the Tolerance and Information, ZETA, has led a campaign against the measure, which will take legal action against this. Chairman Michael Kochi told Spiegel Online, "We see animals as partners, not as means of gratification. We don't force them to do anything." So, with this explicit ban, it will be easier to impose penalties and improve animal protection, is what the German government's talking about. So, whether you go for it one way or the other, apparently it's a problem in Germany.
Yeah. Okay, I just find it funny that their name is Zoophile Engagement.
Zoophilia. Well, that's an actual psychological term, zoophilia.
Zoophilia, but their name, the sex group, Zoophile Engagement for Tolerance and Information. I don't know. It should be Zeta, but they call it themselves Zeta, you know, reverse of PETA. They're Zeta, something like that.
I don't know about all
that. You know, PETA, what is it? Protection? What is the animal rights here? PETA?
Yeah, but this PETA's protecting animals.
This is having sex with
this
animals?
Is freak out
oh, my
animals,
God.
So.
That is nasty.
Which, you know, I understand the docu show in Mexico is pretty hot, but...
What did Clerks 2? That's... Kevin Smith called it. He called it interspecies erotica.
Erotica. That's right. Interspecies erotica. So.
We're not into that, no. But it's just funny. It's just funny, too.
Yeah. So if you're for it or against it, let us know. But you know what's going to happen. The religious lights can be like, next they're going to want to marry their dog.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, there are states here who do not have bestiality laws.
There are states that I think still do not have bestiality laws. Most of them do have some sort of bestiality law now, though.
Yeah. So. I think Washington. I think that's why it happened in Oregon
and
Washington.
Yeah, that's why it happened.
Because they don't have bestiality
laws.
Because
at that point, they didn't have any strict laws against it, prohibiting it. So, but I'll find the name of that movie because I sat there and watched it one night and I was just like, wow. It just blew me away because they actually used some of the footage that was filmed. They didn't show the actual sex acts, but you could hear it on the screen because they went and got the tapes that were used in the court trial.
Oh, cool.
So and it was pretty interesting. So
it was bad.
So, anyway, now on to shout outs.
Okay, let's do some shout outs. We'd like to do a shout out to our friends at Berks Bears and the Lehigh Valley Bears in Pennsylvania. And Brian, BG, Brian, I think he commented for us also. And Spike from Pennsylvania, yeah. So we had a few comments and some people who are new subscribers. I think Brian, yeah, Brian is a new subscriber now. He subscribed to our show. Welcome, Brian. So yeah, I'd like to congratulate Berks Bears on their successful Thanksgiving dinner, I guess, with them.
Did they fuck the turkey?
No, they didn't. They just ate the turkey.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because we had that turkey vagina discussion here Saturday night.
The turkey vagina?
Yeah. They were talking about they cooking the turkey, and they looked in the oven, they pulled it open, and it looked like the perfect vagina stuck up in there.
Oh, God.
So.
And they started stuffing it.
I don't know. It was one of those conversations I got out of. So. But anyway, shout out to their Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, are very pleased to announce that the Duchess of Cambridge is expecting a baby. The Queen, of Edinburgh, the Prince of Wales, the Duchess of Cornwall, and Prince Harry, and members of both families are delighted with the news. So, Prince William's having a baby.
So,
Tippa is knocked up.
You like Prince Harry, right?
I think William and Harry both are cute. Harry is cuter. But see, we had a whole discussion about the royal line here Saturday night. I don't know what in the hell brought that on. I think we were talking about would Charles ever be made king, and my thing was no. that because of his divorce and everything with Camilla and all that crap, that he will be, that she will hand the crown over to William.
Directly.
Directly.
And for one thing, he's young.
He's younger. He's got a lot of his mother in him, and he has a much more positive outlook, and public press and the people that the country like him more than they like his dad. So I think when when the old gal decides to step down or she dies, it'll be handed to him. So.
Yep.
And we're talking about, they also changed the law so a female can be in line now. It doesn't have to be abdicated to her or given to her.
Oh, that's good.
So I think we were talking about that Prince Anne is actually older than Charles. So in theory, with that law change, she could be handed the crown.
Mm.
So, but we were talking about Harry never could be handed the crown because he's not the number one son or something like that.
Oh,
I forgot how it all
works.
It's firstborn or something like that. Okay. So anyway. Also have an announcement. If you're in Houston on December the 15th, come out to Tony's Corner Pocket for our Sexy Santa photo shoot. A lot of people got to see another Sexy Santa when they got their Christmas cards this week. But there's not the one we'll be shooting at the Tony's Corner Pocket. We'll have Charlie O'Connor, a former cult model there, who will be posing as a Sexy Santa. And you can have your picture taken with him. And it's a $10 donation for a picture. And we'll give you some free hot chocolate. And Tony's going to have some $1.50 schnapps shots.
So, oh, schnapps shots? Okay.
To go in your hot chocolate. So.
Wow. Well, that's good. So, yeah, actually.
Did you shout out to Joseph?
Not yet.
Okay.
Okay. Before we go to that, don't hold that thought. But yeah, shout out to Joseph, the Yankee Canuck on YouTube, because he's been commenting on our YouTube page. Thank you,
good
Joseph.
Things or bad things?
Good things, yeah.
Okay.
You're just liking
it. Thanks, Joe.
Also, okay, so going back to that Sexy Santa shoot, tonight, actually, Ray and I went to Costco. We were looking for a Christmas tree for me because I have a 10-year-old tree. It's really old. I need to kind of get rid of it. And Ray here helped me out pick out a tree, but we couldn't find any in Costco. So we ended up...
Apparently, December the 1st hit and every damn artificial tree in Houston got bought out.
Yeah. I was wanting to get the ones that have built-in lights already. You don't have to put the string lights. Because to me that's the most hassle. Putting the tree around. The lights around.
See, I don't mind doing that. It's the rest of the stuff that bothers me.
No, the rest of the stuff, I like it more. I like doing that more. So we went to Lowe's. We couldn't find any either. So we ended up going to Home Depot. So that's where we got our tree. It's a Martha Stewart tree. It's the gay Christmas tree we got.
So you can either have colored lights one year or white lights. You can switch. It's a switch. So because it's LED, you can do either one.
Yeah, I can switch it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so thanks, Ray, for helping me shop for a new Christmas tree. Okay, so holidays. The holiday is coming up. Well, it is already holidays now. If you want to send us anything like a holiday card, a Christmas card, whatever, you can send it to us to Bear Podcast at P.O. Box 2511, Humboldt, Texas 77347. You can the list of the we'll put the address in the on the show notes for the show. Yeah, for the show notes.
That's right.
So you can send
Christmas cards, holiday cards, Kwanzaa cards, Hanukkah cards. Starbucks
gift cards.
Starbucks gift cards, Best Buy gift cards, Target gift cards, certified checks. You know, it doesn't matter. It takes money to, all this equipment costs money.
Yeah, that's right. But it's actually these are all the equipment anyway, still working. Okay, so, well, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And I guess we need to prepare for the end of the world, a couple of weeks from now, right? Okay.
Get right with Jesus, people.
So thank you, everyone.
Just in case.
Yeah. So if you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, and leave your voice comments so we could play it in the show. And subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. We're on YouTube. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Or you can go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.